Fascinating sounds. The sounds of Turkish music here being performed live at WKAR's Studio S. This group of musicians from Turkey will be at East Lansing's Kellogg Center tonight. The name of the concert is Heritage of 1,000 Years, and it features Turkish classical music played on traditional instruments. The players this morning, we want to identify Yavuzhan Erdem, who plays the tanbur, which is the stringed instrument you heard being plucked a minute ago. And we also want to acknowledge our ney player. The ney was the flute-sounding wind instrument there. Morats Tokac is the player of the ney. And we also welcome a fellow tanbur player from Ann Arbor, who's also a member of the group and is sitting at the microphone right across from me, Alex Terzian. Welcome to all of you to Current State.
Thank you.
How did the three of you come to know each other here? How did this group come together?
Well, I discovered the tambur by accident on YouTube.
Really?
And I heard of a tambur player in Ann Arbor, and so I arranged a meeting, and we met through the instrument. And Dr. Tokac is Yavuzhan's master teacher, so this is from the lineage of the players of the tambur that goes back from teacher to teacher.
So Morats Tokac plays the ney, and he plays the tambur as well.
Yes.
Is that it? And tell us a little bit more about the instruments. The stringed instrument is the tambur.
Yeah, no, the tambur has, there's a lot of different instruments known as a tambur. So if you call it the Turkish tambur,
okay,
classical, has the microtones. So it's this very long neck. So it allows you to play these in-between notes that gives you this kind of feeling that emulates maybe the vocal styles of being able to bend the notes.
Are those harmonics or
well,
not?
Well, they're kind of in between. So the Turkish scales codify these microtones, whereas in the West maybe we have sharps and flats.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have commas that break the notes into finer pieces.
So we actually have more tones to Turkish music?
More notes that are kind of codified, so it gives you that type of sound.
That sound. And the ney, tell us, how old are these instruments? Do these go back centuries?
I'm sure the ney goes back very far. It's an end-blown reed flute. I'm certainly not an expert on them as Dr. Tokac is, but it's a very old instrument.
I'm wondering if we can have each of the players just play a few seconds of your instrument solo, just so we can get a little bit better handle on that. Ahmed Erdem, why don't you just strum a few chords on your tambur? I think I can hear the middle tones that you were alluding to just a second ago, Alex. And Morats Tokac, play a few notes for us on the ney. Very interesting. Are there more tones that come through the flute as well, of the ney?
The way he fingers the holes can allow you to bend the notes and give you that similar kind of thing where you're moving through the scale in a way that is giving you all these microtones, so
exactly.
to speak.
Very interesting, microtones. How long have you two, have these two been playing?
How many years?
More than 10 years.
Over a decade, okay. And this is, I mean, your performance tonight is referred to as Turkish classical musical. Okay, are the pieces that we're hearing, would those be regarded as classical music in Turkey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the tambour is associated with classical music. It's more of a kind of a higher order instrument in that sense,
okay.
I guess.
And how many young Turks end up picking up the tambour and the ney? Is it common for young people to pick it up, or is it less common?
Well, I would say the tambour is less common. There's other more folk instruments, such as the balama, that tend to be more played. It's like a simpler version of these lute family of instruments.
Okay.
So the tambour is probably less common. As a matter of fact, Yavuzan once told me someone saw him with the tambour and said, why don't you play the balama? So, you know, it's a more of a unique thing.
Now, the pieces that we heard a minute ago, would those be recognized by a good number of Turkish people?
I think so.
Classical music.
Yes.
It's really there's a great awareness amongst the Turkish people of the songs that we just heard a minute ago.
I think so. Yes.
And on what occasions would you hear this? Is this performed? Is this music performed in concert? Do you hear it on the radio? It's obviously on YouTube.
Right. So, yeah, but I think it's an integral part of the culture. So people are very much aware of it. Maybe they may not be able to play it themselves, but they certainly appreciate it and know about it. So,
and what is the significance of 1,000 years? Your performance tonight is called Heritage of 1,000 Years. Did something significant happen 1,000 years ago? Did these instruments really take hold
It's like this lineage of tradition that's been passed on for many, many generations. So it's maybe hard to say, you know, these instruments evolved probably from many different influences over the centuries.
Sure.
So, but the significance of this very long neck with 56 notes on it, 56
My
frets.
Gosh.
So,
yeah.
So that is kind of unique. And it's so you can play this type of music. It has all the notes that you need to play.
Extraordinary.
And so it needs to be long so you can play all these little tiny notes in there.
Exactly.
If it was shorter, you couldn't fit your fingers in there.
Tell us about tonight's performance. When and where is it? Is the public welcome to attend?
Certainly. It's going to be at the Kellogg Center at 7 p.m. And it's going to be in a workshop type of format. So we want to encourage musicians to come, ask questions, being able to contribute. So it's a concert and a workshop.
And a workshop as well. So amateurs can get their hands on a tambour tonight?
I think so, to speak. You know, could be.
Don't tempt me. I'll be there. We want to thank our players, Ahmed Erdem and Murat Tokac, and they are going to play us out here of this segment. So, The Heritage of 1,000 Years, the music, classical music of Turkey. Thank you. The classical music of Turkey. Our players are Ahmet Erdem on the tanbur and Murat Tokac on the ney. That's Current State for Thursday. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us. This is 90.5 WKAR.